The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio and Red Bluff Roundup Central this week. So good morning, everybody. Today, the 16th of April, yesterday being tax day. And guess what?
You know, nothing like us getting filling our names out and getting it. You know, the Goins are our CPAs. If you guys are listening, you know, we love you. They've been our CPA since, you know, they do our corporate taxes because, of course, we have Free Fire Radio and then our personal. And what is it about signing our name and giving it to them yesterday, the day of tax day, when we had months?
And the thing is it's not like we owed the government money. The government owes us money. So...
not much. Not like it used. What happened there, too? Know. Because at one time, we'd be like, oh, that was a nice little... I mean, for us, you know, that was a nice little return. And then every year, even though our expenses increase and our business costs more money and payroll goes up, we get less and less. Now, what happened?
Well, part of it is that, well, let's just do our opening here before we get into the fact that the government is riding us and giving us, you know, I kind of feel like a bronc at the Red Bluff Roundup. All I'm feeling is somebody on my back and driving, you know, and spurring me along. Hey, it is, like I said, the 16th of April, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's in there with the National Day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
We have National Wear Your PJs to Work Day.
Oh, no.
And Eggs Benedict Day.
Oh, we'll take the second one.
Wear
the first
your pajamas
one.
To work day.
Remember, we have a friend.
I wish I knew about that before I read it.
Yeah.
No. We had a friend who who's very East Coast conservative, you know. I just mean that, you know, I don't think the man owns a pair of jeans. He's a khaki guy, you know, and he's, and so one day he said with his daughter, let's just wear our pajamas and go to Rite Aid and get some, you know, thrifty ice cream. And they just went and they just giggled like it was the funnest thing to just go.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes, of course you do. We're not mentioning their name.
Oh my gosh. No.
But that for them was a really big deal. Now, you know, it seems to be, I can't ever in my life accept myself as a, just a normal thing to wear pajamas out in public. I mean, I do wear my robe a lot. I go out in the front yard, but I don't know. Or your PJs to work. I suppose if you want to make it a fun day and say, wear your PJs to work and then we'll do a little fun lunch like popcorn or something like that. That might be fun, but I still want to know who does the national makeup, the makeup the national day. Don't you, Carl?
I think there's a place you can just put them in there. I mean, we could have the national
bring your dog to work.
O'Barrell paint day, you know. So, hey, I'm sending you that email that Courtney sent to me.
Oh, wow. Here he comes.
Yep.
We love these Cowboys coming in. Of course, it's Red Bluff Roundup this weekend, folks, and all of the events leading up to that. But let's give you the weather. Today's 78 degrees. Beautiful, maybe 6 to 10 miles per hour of wind. Maybe tonight will be clear skies with around 51. Tomorrow 78 as well, and sunny on Thursday with 80. This weekend with Red Bluff Roundup, you don't have to worry about anything. It's Friday is 80, and Saturday will be 81. Sunday coming around, which is the closing day of Red Bluff Roundup, and of course both the rodeo and Saturday. Red Bluff Roundup, suckering sucker path. In the wound up, Sunday will be sunny. That's right.
Hey, here's the thing is though, start thinking of this. Sunblock.
You know what happened?
Sunblock. And I'll tell you why that skin cancer is the third largest, you know, people getting hurt by that.
Yesterday I went outside in the sun, you know, in the backyard and just kind of enjoyed, put like a towel so I didn't have like sun marks, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Because I knew I was going to get the farmer tan, if you know what I mean, if I kept that shirt on. So I put the towel, wrapped it around, and last night I got hives on my face, and I know that's because of the sun. So you have to be careful, because if you go with no sun and all of a sudden you've had that, yesterday was beautiful, and yes. I think I was out there for 30 minutes, but still, 53 currently. And again, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. The Kinney family, veteran owned business, where they always give discounts, and they're such a wonderful business. Go on out there if you're having any kind of issues with your propane tank or anything. They're going to go the extra mile for you. Do I sound like I'm a bass today? Well, you know, when you wake up and you have your dog puked and you lost your earring, it just kind of makes for a kind of a havoc morning. So
waited,
I'm not lying, and your taxes were yesterday. We're getting ready to go out to the Red Bluff Roundup. I'm tough enough to wear Think Pink Luncheon today, and we're trying to figure out now that we've got our dog for, he's going on 3 weeks. How do we do? Are we taking, we can't take the dog. It's too hot in the car now. So we've put him in the crate only twice. The last time we put him in the crate was Saturday night when we did a veteran event for 3 hours, and he was good. And now we found a dog sitter that's going to come on Saturday and Sunday when we're at the Red Bluff Roundup. So we have 4 or 5 hours. But, you know, we're just trying to integrate, and that's what happens. I don't want to leave him alone in the house yet because for his sake, you know, we don't know what he's going to eat or chew on, just like this morning. I mean, you took him out and he puked. We don't really know what that was. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's just this because.
But he waited till he was outside.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, he waited till he
went Buford T. Bott, the Wonder Dog.
Who's laying underneath the table right now. Okay, hey, the Reading City Council is going to meet tonight. They're going to discuss a couple of things here. The council will be considering making a comments on the Reading Rancheria Casino Project's environmental impact statement. And that was issued a couple weeks ago under the National Environmental Policy Act, the NEPA, to assess the environmental impacts of the Reading Rancheria's proposed feeder trust and casino project. And it's they have accepted it, and there's 30 days that people can make comments on it. And on tonight, the council will consider authorizing the formal submission of comments made by then Mayor Julie Winters regarding the Rancheria's project's final environmental impact statement before. So I wonder if that's going to change at all. I think before they were not in favor. I think it'll be another 3-2 vote, as it has been. Julie Winters, Tanessa Audette, and Josh Munch, or Jack Munch. And I could be wrong about that. It could be, who knows, but I doubt it. Okay, they're also going to discuss an update to the downtown Reading parking program. Now, I sat through that whole presentation about the parking thing.
You did?
Yeah, down there at City Hall.
Some time ago,
not
right?
Not because I went down there specifically for that. I went down there for something else, but got to hear the whole enchilada. And let me tell you that they're changing things. They want to change some things, okay? Modifying certain areas of Oregon Street between Tehama and Yuba Streets from 2-hour parking zone to a 4-hour parking zone on both sides of Yuba Street from Oregon Street to Railroad Avenue, as well as changing the 2-hour parking zone to a free 30-minute parking zone, 12-minute parking zones on the east side of Oregon Street to the north of Placer Street to include 10 2-hour parking stalls and 5 free 30-minute parking stalls, as well as possibly adding a loading zone. So they're going to discuss that. And they're going to be tweaking this thing for, I'd say, the next couple of years. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got Red Bluff Roundup.
And Joyd,
one of
I think
the
it's
major
Joyd
people coming in.
Ferriot. He is the livestock director.
For the Red Bluff Roundup.
We're going to hear numbers. We're going to hear staggering numbers about how much livestock comes through the Red Bluff Roundup and from all over the country and what that takes to be able to put on a rodeo. I cannot wait to hear this guy.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, locally owned, local board of directors. Four branches in our area, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding on California Street and Hartnell Avenue, and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened about 17 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouthwatering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. 16th of April, 7:20 in the morning. 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight poll, and they are. There's a reason for that. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated. Just really nice people. They've been there for 30 years, first owner, Leonard, and then Rebecca and Henry. They had an outstanding selection of jewelry, the only watch repairman in the whole area. And they're just, you know what, it's a good place to go in and shop and find that special piece of jewelry for your loved one. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here again with Courtney Kreider because it's Red Bluff Roundup.
Heck yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought in today Lloyd Faria. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My favorite man in rodeo.
You know what? It's good to have, you know what? We're both saying yes, sir, to each other. And, you know, I don't, making you feel older, it makes me feel older, but it's okay. It's the way we were raised.
It's just the culture we're raised in.
You bet. Okay. Now, Lloyd, you are the Red Bluff Roundup Livestock Director, and can you tell people what that means?
Well, me and I got a board with several people on it, and we select the livestock that comes to Red Bluff Roundup.
Now, when you say that, I mean, do you select the contractors, or literally, hey, we want to have this... We want to have Virgil here or something like that.
Yes, we go through. We have several different. We have seven different contractors, but we go through their list. I have them send their list of horses and bulls to mm-hmm. us, and we go through them. And if we don't like a horse or something or don't think he's good enough to be at Red Bluff, we do not take him.
Okay. Well, Lloyd, would there be like videos? Like we use the reference of NFL. You know how you watch a player?
Yes.
Are you watching videos?
Watch videos, know the horses from being around this deal, and look at their scores and check out their turnouts for the year. Look at what they have done throughout the year.
When you say turnout, can you explain what that term means in rodeo lingo?
There's a lot of livestock that are entered. People will bring them, but cowboys won't get on them because they just turn them out because they will look and say, well, this is what's here. These are the guys that have them. So if I drive or fly there, there's no shot to me winning because I here's all these 24 and 22 and 21 marked horses. And my horse is a 16 or a 17, so even if I put a 22 ride on him, I'm still not going to win no money. So.
And what we're talking about is the, if you can explain that too,
yeah, the 21, 22, 16.
Is how the horses or the livestock and the cowboys are rated in the row stock.
Yes, the judges have 50 points, 25 for the rider and 25 for the horse. So they mark a horse, a 20, and the guy puts a 21 ride on him. Well, he's 41 points on one side, and then the other judge might be a 21 and a 21.
No,
so
I just
it makes
never
him
knew that.
A 22.
I never
so
knew that till this right now. And I think a lot of people who are in the audience maybe never knew that till now. I mean, they love the look at this sport, and wow, isn't that a great rider? But didn't know the judging aspect of it. When you see that score go up on the board and you went, man, that guy did such a ride. And then it turns out to be not as much as you think it would be, and that has to do with the horse as well.
Yes. And a rider, like, might be really good, like, on his right side, so that judge will mark him, but the guy on his left side, he didn't spur that horse like he should or never got over the flats of his shoulders or whatever. So a judge might be a one-side mark a ride a 21 or 22, but the other side he's a 17 or 18 because his left foot or his right foot didn't work as good. So that's where you get the difference in different scores. And so that's how the breakdown is.
And the turnout thing is because there's 643 rodeos, 650 rodeos a year. The cowboys, they'll look at what they're drawing, and they've entered two or three rodeos
yes.
over a weekend. And And if they're not, if that horse or that bull is not some, is not an animal they think they're going to be able to at least win some money on, they'll turn them out. Mm-hmm. And that's what it means when you hear they're turned out. And then they'll go to another one.
Yes.
So it behooves the rodeos and Roundup, in this case, to get the best stock possible so that the cowboys will not turn out.
Yes. But one thing we do have at Red Bluff in our favor, we pretty much stand alone. There's not other rodeos going on. We used to stand alone, and now there's a Texas rodeo on top of us, too. But for the most part, we stand alone. But for us at Red Bluff, since I've been on there, it's we work on a 20-point horse, you know, like 20 on each side, you know, like and that keeps the turnouts. We try to keep the turnouts to a minimum. So I try to give everybody a shot. So I work, or we as a board work for a quality of livestock that we want, that everybody can have a shot at winning. So if they do their job, we hope we have the horse. As long as they do their job, we hope to have the horse that will carry them to the pay window.
Well, you know, and it can, you know, for the contestants, for the cowboys, they don't get paid. If they don't win money at the rodeo, there isn't like, okay, here's $100 for showing up, or here's your gas fee. That doesn't happen.
No.
So, you know, it becomes, even though the amount of money being paid out in rodeos has probably, when did you start?
Oh, I've done it my whole life.
Yeah. But have you been surprised by the amount of money that some of these young men and women can win in a year?
Yes. And, you know, it's been a great thing. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rodeo world's been so underpaid for what it costs to go and all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a great thing, you know, through the years. You know, like Larry Mahan, when he was involved, he stepped it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Murray come along, and he really stepped it to the next level. And it's just been just going up. And then when the NFR came to Las Vegas, it stepped
wow.
it up.
Yeah, that was
and
a big thing.
So, you know, them great things. And like Ty, you know, he did things that, you know, he never cut himself short. Because it wasn't about him. It was about raising the bar for everybody. And it was a great thing what he did and how he went about it. And,
you know, and he was at that time a perfect spokesman.
Yes.
For rodeo and being the world champion so many times.
We're talking about Ty.
Ty Murray.
And then
he's kind of passed that along to a couple of others right now. I think Stetson Wright over the last few years he stepped into that spotlight.
Yes.
I'm not sure he is as,
bombastic?
Huh?
Bombastic?
No, not bombastic. None of them are bombastic. No, I'm talking about, but Ty Murray was out there a lot, and I'm not Stetson seems to be a little more shy, but maybe I'm totally wrong on that.
I think you're right. I think he's a little more
conservative
than like Ty. But, you know, at this point in rodeo, I mean, the money is so great, you know, it's different. But like in Ty's era and Larry Mahan's era, you know, where they were trying to step it up where they could
promote it more
and make money. You know, years ago, I know guys in the 70s that had to borrow money to go to the NFR.
Now, the National Finals Rodeo is the top 15 contestants.
Yes.
In each event.
Yes.
Top 15, now think about this, they had to borrow money to be able to get there. They had won enough money to be in that top 15 of all the contestants and all the rodeos, and they still weren't getting paid that much.
Yes.
It was kind of like pro football back in the 60s. They had to have second
jobs.
When the season was over, they all had to get another job.
Right.
They didn't make enough
money. And now we see the sponsors, the national sponsorship and the glamour and the gala of it, and it's a beautiful thing to behold. But, you know, for our listeners here, you know that the Red Bluff Roundup is this weekend. You've got an amazing show, amazing rodeo ahead of you for three full days plus all the other events that go along with rodeo. We do have to take a break. We're here with, is it Feria?
Faria.
Faria. Okay, like a Ferrari, but it's a Faria. Okay.
That's it.
So we have Ferrari of Livestock Director.
And when we come back, I really would love to hear about your background, and maybe it's your, you said you've been doing it your whole life. I want to hear about your family, and, you know, because it's so infectious for us to know about our cowboys and where they come from. We're here with Lloyd Faria, who is the Livestock Director. We've got tickets we're going to give away for Friday night, and more about Red Bluff Roundup when we come back.
You got it. We'll be right back.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. I don't want to set the world on fire.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention adventure seekers. Save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Life would be a dream if I could take you up.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devon. We are here with the Red Bluff Roundup, and we're here with Lloyd Faria, who is the livestock director and longtime cowboy and pickup man. And then, of course, Courtney Kreider, who sets all this stuff up for us. And, we've known Courtney since she was like 10.
Baby reporter.
You know, she would come up there and they'd push her out in a little carriage and she'd get up and do her
now
thing.
Now writing for Sports Illustrated Rodeo. Yeah. I mean, you're going places, girlfriend.
Thank you, Linda.
So, and Lloyd, though, as we've been talking about, rodeo and how they select the competitive livestock, that they want to get the ones, the animals that are going to give the participants, the cowboys, the best chance for the score. And there are animals out there that just don't buck that well, and you don't want them here because the cowboys don't want to spend the money and take the risk of riding a horse they know they're not going to be able to at least place in. And then a lot of it, of course, is up to the cowboy. But you want to try, you want to have an animal that gives them a chance at least.
Yes, sir.
So now, let's go into you. So you're a third generation. Your grandparents.
Cowboy.
Immigrated from Portugal.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I wasn't around then, but I'll get as close as I can.
Okay. Just give us kind of.
Anyway, we were raised on a ranch, and my folks had a dairy, and we ran cattle too, and so we just grew up around it. And I left home when I was 14 because I didn't want to be around the dairy business much, and so I kind of went on and pursued my life because I wanted to be a cowboy, and so full-time cowboy.
So you wanted to be a full-time cowboy. Now, did you go to places to work? Or?
I went to work on a ranch, a big ranch.
A ranch hand.
Yeah.
And cowboy. So when you talked earlier about, which was fascinating, that you would go to different places and to ranches and start colts.
Yes.
Was that like your specialty? Is that you got a name for yourself doing that? Or,
yes.
You know, it's like anything else. You build a reputation.
Yes. In them days, before the horse deal got as popular as it did, you know, ranches would raise their own horses, and so they'd hire somebody or something to come and start them all. And so I would go start them all and break them and, you know, and whatever the kind of contract said that they wanted you to do and how long and what they wanted you to do. And so that's kind of how it was.
And that's where you started then?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, but
at
I worked.
14.
Well, you made yourself a name for yourself as you're an independent man.
Yes. And just did that and rodeoed on the side. And when I was busy rodeoing, I'd be done with one deal and I'd go rodeo and then I'd come back and go to a different deal.
When you
whatever.
Needed to have a regular paycheck.
And I needed some more money. I had to go back to work.
So Lloyd,
isn't that horrible the way that works?
When you would rodeo, I mean, I'm trying to think about that era. And you would rodeo, you'd go to different towns. Was there like a specialty or did you do it all?
I just rode bulls and bareback horses when I was young.
Has bareback riding changed since you started?
Oh.
Yes.
Leaps and bounds.
I know. Yeah. I was hoping you were going to say that because I thought I can remember back then and things were a lot different.
Well, first of all, no protection.
Well, just the rigging itself.
Uh-huh.
You know, the rigging itself is beyond a drastic change, you know. The riggings we used to ride with, these guys wouldn't even put their hands in today, you know. I mean, we didn't have the binds in a rigging that they'd put in. And today, you know, we never had a tuck in our glove or a wedge in our glove, you know, like these guys. The riggings come up much higher than they used to. They used to sit more flat on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
They have changed. The riggings have changed so much. And some of it for the better, most of it for the better, you know. And I just think it's a great thing. It really is.
Well, that's fascinating.
The bareback. riding is, you know, people talk, and we were talking about this yesterday with a couple of bareback riders, is people look at bulls as being dangerous and all this, but the bareback riders, their bodies go through a tremendous amount of pain and stress.
It's the most physical event in rodeo. People don't even think of it that way. They think of bull riding as the most physical and dangerous, and it's got its dangers, but the bareback riding is the most physical sport in rodeo.
And the amount of G-force they're taking in their necks and being whipped back and forth, and they lay back, and the wilder the ride, as long as they can keep their spurs moving, is the better score, but it just beats them up.
Yeah, if a horse beats them and they're behind, it puts all of it on their arm. And because they're behind and they're not getting a hold with their feet to take some of that off their arm. So if they're behind, all that's going to their arm and that whip, and especially on a bucker.
When we look at you, though, I mean, Lloyd, and I don't know, probably thousands. I mean, it's probably hard to even put a number behind the bareback Bronx that you've ridden and bulls, and you come in here and you're standing straight up. You got the good posture.
Well, you didn't have to tail me up this morning out of bed. So
now there's
tail me up. I love that.
So I love that. So now before we have to take our next break, there are wonderful stories about you. One of which our listeners have to see this because they can't see anything. We're not TV. They got to imagine it in their mind. You took a horse. You rode it through South Point and got on an elevator.
Yes, ma'am.
No big thing.
One tequila, two tequila.
It was just 3 o'clock in the morning, so.
And because, was it a bet? Was it just because?
No, they wanted to shoot a commercial for the NFR. So they wanted a horse to come out of the elevator. So we did it at 3 o'clock in the morning where nobody was around, or they shut that side down. And so they wanted, so anyway, we put this horse in the elevator, and I was just supposed to stand behind the wall. And they had the other elevator open on the other side to take pictures and do this. And I was just to turn the horse loose, and he's supposed to walk out. And so he walked out the first time, and then we did it the second time. Then they did it the third time. Well, when they locked me up the fourth time, I thought, hell, I'm getting on. So I just got on and got my rope down, and they opened the elevator, and I come out swinging my rope. And the guy said, that's what I want. That's what I want. Perfect. Perfect. So we did it again, but he said the first take's the best one. We're using it. And so that was kind of the deal.
Fantastic.
Well, you know what? I've done this 3 times. You need something a little bit different.
That's right.
And there's also some talk about something that I know that Shania Twain did have a concert. There's a documentary on her, and she would always have a horse backstage and come out on her horse because she's a horsewoman. What's the association with Shania Twain?
When she made her contract with Caesar's Palace, the theme of it was bringing in the horses. So we took a load of bucking horses to Las Vegas and unloaded them. And we drove them down Las Vegas Boulevard with her. And so they videoed it and taped it. And we took, I don't know, we probably had 35 head of horses. I can't remember now. And we drove them down from Flamingo around the corner to Las Vegas Boulevard and then right down Las Vegas Boulevard. And then she got, when the horses went by and she was bringing them, she went on to a little stage area that they had there and interviewed her. And then we took the horses back and loaded them. Down Las Vegas Boulevard.
I bet there's a lot of excited people out there.
There was, but the thing of it was it had to go off just boom, 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 because they were worried about the traffic backing up on Flamingo getting on the interstate. There was a lot of involvement in it, but we pulled it off, and it was the first time that livestock had been on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Well, probably in the last 150 years, maybe.
Yes.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I could just see somebody sitting back there in his Mercedes going, I'm going to be late for the meeting.
Yeah.
There's a herd of horses in front of me.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like moving, but I don't know how long.
And that must have been interesting to be able to, how you trailered them. And how that's like a ballet, just like anything else. When you have to, I always think of things as a ballet, just like the rodeo is a ballet in its own self. It, and how it's coordinated with entrances and exits and how things happen. So that must have been timed a certain way. Hoping you're dealing with animals, so you just don't really know what's going to happen, and hopefully they're going to stay on course, etc. So when did that take place? Era.
Oh, man.
10 years ago?
Oh, probably close to 8 or 10 years ago, okay. Something like that.
We're going to have to take a quick break here, and we're having our guests.
We'll have more stories.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
But I want to get into the pickup man thing, too. I want people that don't really understand rodeo that well, they're out there, they're seeing these two guys on horses. And it's more than just picking up somebody off of a bronc. That's going through. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, give a little background on that. Lloyd Faria is our guest, who is the livestock director at the Red Bluff Roundup, and he's got a rich, rich treasure chest of stories. We'll be right back.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're having a great time. We're here with the Red Bluff Roundup and the livestock director, Lloyd Faria, who has just been telling us stories about rodeo, about his life, the stock, being in a commercial, riding a horse off an elevator in South Point Hotel in Las Vegas, having a 35 to 40 bucking horses down the main street of Las Vegas Boulevard for a video they wanted for Shania Twain, and that worked. Courtney Kreider, of course, is here with us, who set all these things up. We so much appreciate this. Now, Lloyd, one of the jobs that you've had has been a pickup man. Now, a pickup man people see in the arena. And there's the two guys on horses that go, you know, take the cowboy off the bucking horse. But it's much more than that.
Oh, a lot more than that. You know, in today's age, era, even then, didn't matter when, but, you know, bucking horses are far and few between the good ones. So, you know, to do your job and do your job right, when I picked up bucking horses for all them years, first thing was the rider. My job was to make him safe, keep him safe, get him on the ground safe. The second one was take care of the contractor's horses.
Mm-hmm.
And the third was take care of my horses, and I was always fourth on the list. And I think to do a good job, you have to have that mindset. And it takes a full-time job to keep six or eight good horses under you at all times.
So how many horses would you take to a rodeo?
Six.
Wow.
And usually it always have, you know, you'd always, you know, like we'd leave in June and wouldn't come home till after Pendleton Roundup in latter September. So, you know, sometimes I'd have 10 or 12 and with me, and because I'm not coming home, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and you'd have some young horses with you and get them seasoned, you know.
What kind of horse makes a good pickup horse?
A good pickup horse is like a good cowboy. They got to have a lot of heart.
Mm-hmm.
And and they got to have that heart in them. Some of my best ones were bronky horses that you wouldn't think would make it, but they did. They made the best ones because they had the heart. And I had a little horse Bartender I bought from a girl for $750 one time, and I thought, oh, he was worth about $400, and I thought, this ain't going to work. And I turned him out, and he looked like heck, and I turned him out in the fall, and next spring we gathered him. He was really a good-looking horse, and he wasn't very big. I wished I had a whole truckload like him. He had more heart in him. Never was outrun.
Mm-hmm.
Could drag this building away. I mean, just...
Bartender.
He was the coolest cat in
the world. Man. They've got to be able to move in on the horse and hold you into a position.
Yes, and you don't want them bumping them horses.
Yeah.
You know, my horses, if they ever come in contact, they'd kind of raise their head looking at me because they know they'd get scolded, you know, because a lot of bucking horses will come around a corner and they'll drift to you and you're going in there to pick them up. Well, if you can't pick your horse's shoulders up, move him out. So when you come together smooth. If you don't, you're going to collide and you could hurt a cowboy. You can hurt the bucking horse, and of course you horse could always hurt yours or yours too. So yeah, there's a lot to it. Timing and having a horse position where you can do your job and he don't cheat you, because they're just instinct animals, and if you don't do the right things when you start them, they will learn how to cheat you too, and that could get your leg kicked off or hurt somebody, or a cowboy you can't get away. So there's a lot of variables.
Now you wear of course the chaps, but they're not your regular chaps that you're wearing.
They're padded chaps. Plus you wear shin guards. They're big leather. Mine were always had a piece of rawhide in the middle of the leather. So if a horse kicked you, or the worst thing on you is them swells of them bronc saddles. Them horses will drop in and hit your leg.
Oh, okay.
With them swells. And you could be kicked, too. But the swells, a lot of times, it hits you. And
when it comes through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Raises a welt.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, at 10, and on Thursday and on Friday, you've got Slack.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you share with our listeners how essential and why Slack?
Well, Slack's because all the people that enter, and you can only put so many of them in your performances. So, like, we'll have two rounds of Slack. So everybody will go, and then they take the top 36, and we'll put them in our performances.
Now,
for
Slack
timed
is
event only,
for timed events. So
yes.
For your tie down, barrel racing, steer race, and everybody will make their runs, but then the top 36 of that group then compete in the performance.
Yes.
Do the Slack times count for anything besides just getting them into the performances?
Well, they all count, but if you don't make it in the performances,
right.
You're not going to. They only take the top 36 guys, right. So the highest guys, so the only them guys. But you could still win a round, like on the first round or the second round, and still not make it to the top 36.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so when you've got Slack, where people can go out and watch on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, are you... Okay, so I'm just trying to say, if somebody wanted to go out and watch Slack, how many people each day will go out there for Slack to be chosen?
Spectators?
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about the people that
enter. The competitors. Yeah.
The competitors. Is that what Slack is?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Hundreds of contestants over the next few days, and Slack is free. So you can come out and watch, and then we start with one discipline. So it'll be, tie down, and then team roping and steer wrestling.
Love it.
So you get like a mini rodeo every morning.
And then, of course, we have the bikini barrel race. It's still happening. Got to love it.
Yeah.
7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday.
I've got you entered up.
Well, Lloyd and I were going to enter that, too, but I don't think...
Hey, guys can enter now.
Oh, they can. Of course
I love
they
it.
Can.
Why not?
Diversity, right?
I love it.
Not
I
too
love
sure
it.
About that.
Yeah.
Well, Lloyd, thank you so much for coming and sharing this time with us. It's a... the more people... I do have to ask this. People that are against rodeo, they talk about animals, being harmed and all this. And we all know that how well they're taken care of, but let's hear it from you.
Well, people make a living with this livestock, and we do every day, They're your livelihood. We take care of them. We don't abuse them. There's bucking horses 30, 35 years old.
I know. Can you believe that? They're still competing.
And, there's bulls, and the lifetime of a bull is like 7 to 10 years, and there's still bulls out there that are 10, 12 years old, And it's what we do. So we're taking care of every aspect of it. The feeding of them, the health of them. If one's a little sore, we take him out of the draw that day. We don't buck him, So... Mm-hmm. We watch them just like you'd watch your children, because that's your livelihood. That's who you are and what you are. And so they're cared for very, very well.
Well, that's what thank you for saying that, because that's one of the things that we've tried to explain to people. about it, that some of these animals, even look at Red Rock, became family members practically, for that. Okay, Lloyd, thank you so much for being with us.
Lloyd Correa
and Courtney. And
we'll see you today for the Tough Enough to Wear Think Pink or Tough Enough to Wear Pink Luncheon Barbecue.
Yes,
there you go. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to friends from Safari Club International for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
How about Thomason? Instead of being out there on the stump or tending to his business empire, former President Trump is back in a New York City courtroom this morning, the second day of jury selection for his criminal trial, and the presiding judge has ordered him to be there every day court is in session. Mr. Trump says it's increasingly clear the whole thing is a politically inspired charade.
If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt.
The case focuses on a routine non-disclosure agreement. Mr. Trump says it was documented as a legal expense and did not come from campaign funds. House Speaker Mike Johnson looking at holding separate votes on aid for Israel, aid for Ukraine, and for Taiwan.
We laid out the plan on how to finally address the supplemental situation. There are precipitating events around the globe that we're all watching very carefully, and we know that the world is watching us to see how we react.
Still not clear exactly how or just when Israel will retaliate for Iran's missile and drone attack.
National security spokesman John Kirby says whether or how to respond is Israel's decision to make.
We are not involved in their decision-making process about a potential response.
Kirby reiterates that the United States does not seek a war with Iran and does not want tensions to escalate in the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
From New York to San Francisco to Miami, Chicago, Eugene, Oregon, anti-Israel protesters blocked busy highways and bridges all across the country yesterday. Air travel disrupted as well. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading 44 points higher, while the Nasdaq is down 37 points and the S&P 15 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Mourning the loss of lives, many of them young lives, in a South Korean ferry disaster.
This morning, the mothers who lost their children that day were taken out to sea. They threw white flowers overboard into the same waters where the ferry capsized and sank. Investigators at the time found that the boat had undergone unsafe renovations and had been dangerously overloaded. As it sank, the schoolchildren were told to stay in their cabins while the captain and the crew escaped. The captain was sent to prison for life. But it's clear today that for some of the families, their wounds and anger are still raw.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie. 6 people dead after a boat carrying a group of people capsized in a river in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Officials say the boat was carrying 15 people, most of the passengers youngsters. Rescuers are searching for at least 3 people who are still missing. 6 others have been rescued. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Supreme Court's letting an Idaho transgender statute take effect for now.
The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on transgender treatments to minors while lawsuits over the law proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order Monday allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or sex change surgery to people under age 18. Keith Peters reporting.
Salvage crews at the site of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge are using the largest crane on the eastern seaboard to remove sections of the wreckage and deposit them at a nearby processing yard. Over 1,000 tons of steel have been removed from the waterway so far as authorities work toward the goal of opening a temporary channel later this month that would allow more commercial traffic to resume through Baltimore's port. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of April, one day after the government smacked us down. And, smackdown. It's like the world wrestling, empire there that, you go over and you get, you work hard, you pay your taxes, and you pay more taxes. And then you're so proud to see that all those taxes that you paid for are going down to give people in this country illegally medical $8,000 credit cards. I mean, come on. Anyway. Okay, I'm sorry. I did not mean to start off.
No, like it's
that.
Negative and it's a bummer.
It's negative and a bummer. True, but negative and a bummer. Today, like I said, the 16th, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Guten Tagen.
He's our rugby player who, the old saying, give blood, play rugby. So, and Linda's here.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to give you an update of the weather. It's going to be 80 degrees today, mix of clouds and then sunny with, again, winds about maybe 10 miles per hour tonight. Overnight lows of 53. We have a beautiful weekend ahead of us. On Wednesday, tomorrow, 81, partly cloudy, 83 on Thursday. Friday looks like it's about 83. And Saturday, 84. Sunday, 86. Now, wait a minute, because I am looking at weather.com, and then when we look at the National Weather Service, it says sunny on Sunday about 81. So there's a very.
What'd they say in the other one?
Well, there's only two I'm looking at. Yeah. And what other one?
Well, you're looking.
I got the National Weather Service printed out in my hand.
Yeah.
That I look at every morning.
Yeah.
Sunny today was 78. This one says it's going to be 80.
Well, 2 degrees.
I know, but on Sunday, it's a variation of 5 degrees.
So it says it's going to be 86 on Sunday.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
If it is, like we said, sunscreen, your hat,
yes.
Drink lots of water or beer.
And the weather is brought to you. Yeah, and that's right. We're at the Red Bluff Roundup this weekend. Of course, we just had Lloyd on. It was fantastic. More. Oh, my gosh. We love the radio. We love doing this morning show because we get to meet the most interesting people, and our upcoming guest is just chock full of information. But first, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, the Kinney family, supporting all of your gas and Shasta needs, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And since we're at the top of the hour and we've been talking about Red Bluff Roundup, what we're going to do is give away 2 tickets for Friday night. Now, there's only one nighttime performance in the rodeo of this 3-day. There's all kinds of things going up, of course, at the Red Bluff Roundup, but 3 days of rodeo beginning with Friday night. And we've got 2 tickets for 7 p.m. So do give us a call. You're sitting in Section 11, Row 9, 7, and 8 are the seats. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio at KCNR, streaming live as well. But do give us a call at 530-605-4567 for 2 tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup this Friday night.
Okay. So people are going to call us then, right?
Yes, and then
at
we've
530-605-4567.
And our and producer we're
going to give
is standing
two
by.
Tickets.
And we will announce that in the next
the
15
phone
minutes.
Banks. Yeah, Ed's dialing as we're going through here. Hey, you know, we're here with Ed Dutra.
Good morning,
Ed.
That
right?
Yes.
Okay. Stay in front of that red mic there, buddy.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
you go.
There we go, buddy.
You know, we were doing a fundraiser. We were on the air for KIXE one time. And they had something come up on their auction. It was the auctions. And I wanted it. And I tried to get out my phone. And they said, no, you cannot bid if you are a member, if you're doing this. And I said, you mean I can't bid for something because we're helping out? Yep, that's right. So we called somebody and had them bid. And we lost, but I'm not sure if we lost it or not. But anyway, okay. I'm here with Ed Dutra, who is the... Are you the president now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. He's the president of the Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International. And I've got him coming on because there's a big banquet coming up this on the 27th of April. Let's talk about that.
Yes, it's our 30th annual local banquet, which covers from Willows north for all of California, for our region. And, We'll have lots of games, auctions, and drawings with lots of guns to give away.
Now, tell people what Safari Club International is.
Well, Safari Club International started about 53 years ago in Los Angeles by C.J. McElroy. Him and a few of his buddies got together and decided to start a safari club. And they were old-time hunters. I'm sure they went to Africa a lot. But it's evolved quite rapidly. By 72, it became a bigger club. And then Chicago kicked in and it became Safari Club International really fast and then grew from there. And now it's worldwide. We've got over 40,000 members, in the neighborhood of 200 different chapters. And, Safari Club is first, for hunters, protecting hunting rights as well as, wildlife, and habitat. We're the largest wildlife conservation organization in the world and do huge events in Africa as well to try to perpetuate wildlife.
Yeah, I mean, you've got programs that protect the wildlife, protect the habitat, you know, help pay for against poaching.
Anti-poaching is huge, especially in southern Africa.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, and people don't, I don't know, maybe some people do, but when you talk about the eradication of animals, it's not from hunting. It's not from legal hunting. It's poachers going out there looking to, you know, they don't care. They're just trying to make money and they're selling off, well, of course the rhinoceros horns, but elephant tusk, tails of elephants and things. I mean, killing an animal for this, and then so now they've got squads of anti-poachers armed out there trying to protect the animals.
Can I?
Oh absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and, yeah, and Ben's from South Africa, by the way.
I've been to South Africa. My parents were born there, and what they've started to do that's been a little effective is they'll actually hire ex-poachers to fight the poaching, but it's really sad. I went to South Africa. I went to Kruger Park, which is, like, bigger than Israel, I believe, and didn't see a single rhino the entire time we were there. Not even ones with, like, cut-off horns, any rhinos at all.
Wow. Yeah, because a lot of times they'll trap them and cut their horns off.
Yes, so when you do find a rhino, you'll find it with its horn already cut off, because now the government will go ahead and do it to try save the rhino's lives. But at this point, rhinos are so rare, they're starting to just kill the rhinos with the cut-off horns, just get the little bit.
Wow.
It's extremely sad. It's really tragic.
And what do you say about things like, I mean, you know, I mean, what can you say about when things have gotten to that point?
Well, like you said, they take ex-poachers and put them on these anti-poaching teams and provide economic support for local villages and through hunting, primarily.
Yeah. Well, it takes a thief to catch a thief.
Absolutely. And, of course, the beginning of Safari Club was actually, you know, African hunters, but now it's really worldwide, and it's huge in North America as well as South America. And
yeah, and probably, you know, the vast majority don't go to Africa.
Oh, no, yeah. No. We're very, very busy with our advocacy program here in the U.S., and we just Catalina Island is a huge thing right now. They're trying to get rid of the mule deer.
Okay, now hold that thought because we got to take a break. Because I've read about that, I want to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, Patrick Gorman is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. Former law enforcement, he's a veteran, he worked for the insurance companies for a short period of time and decided that, nope, he wanted to leave and go to the light side here. Work injuries can be life-changing for you and your family, and if you're not getting the treatment you deserve that you have earned, then you need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You can tell him what's going on. He's going to give you the straight skinny. The man is just a man of integrity and honor, and he's going to help you. If anybody can help you, Patrick Gorman can. 530-262-2168 today. Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first 9 players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be 2 hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can give us a call at 530-605-4567. And?
Ben, did who won the tickets for the rodeo?
Mark.
Good, Mark. So thanks, Mark, for listening, and come on in.
And we'll have two more to give away tomorrow. And before we go any further, we are going to be, on Friday, we're going to be giving away another one of
another
the Flag Center gives us these wonderful
American flags.
U.S. international flags, United States flag, Tough Text 3x5, and we draw names.
Made in America.
So we want to have you call at 530-605-4567, and your name will be taken by Ben, and on Friday we'll be giving one away. So I think this is going to be, we've had 6 weeks of this,
yep,
and we've given six beautiful flags away, and what's nice about these is that they're fade resistant, you know, when we've got these high winds, they don't shred as fast as some of the other ones, so a beautiful flag. Ben standing by to take your calls for the Friday drawings, 530-605-4567.
And you can go to our Facebook page, KCNR 96.5, our Facebook page, and you can put your name in there, too. And we pulled your names off that and your phone numbers, and we enter you into the drawing. And these are beautiful flags. And if you're looking for a flag pole, Flag Centers can help you out there. And you can probably fly your flag in the in your neighborhood and have your neighbors rally around you during times of stress. We're here with Ed Dutra, who is the president of the Redding Regional Chapter of Safari Club International, over 200 chapters. It's literally worldwide, over 44,000 members. The idea behind this is the conservation of habitat, the protection of animals, and they're the number, would you say, the largest organization? Or
yes, as far as wildlife conservation.
As far as wildlife conservation.
And that's what really interests me. And so I encourage people, if you don't think that you want to go out and hunt, but you are with a family member or people who like to hunt, you will learn so much when you attend the Safari Club International, the SCI
dinner,
local chapter of a fundraiser on the 27th. Things like, and I'll read your mission statement, Ed, if you don't mind, off your website, to protect the rights of sportsmen for future generations. These are the things you'll learn about. To strengthen the voice of sportsmen locally, nationally, and internationally. To increase the awareness. This is what I like. And the importance of hunting as a conservation tool. To be informed and updated about issues relating to our great outdoors. And to share hunting experiences and information with other sportsmen. Now, we had a guy on here that I would have never thought that about him, which is weird. He runs a big organization here in town, and what he does is he goes out with his kids and his wife, and they are avid sports hunters. And they, when they, you know, what is it called? When you field dress and everything, they eat everything that they hunt. And it's a family thing. And I love that about, what you'll learn in this particular event.
You will not be field dressing any animals at our event. Now, before we left, we were talking about Catalina Island and the deer. And people, if you haven't heard this, you need to.
Yeah, so. The state wants to eradicate the mule deer off of Catalina Island because they're not indigenous. But the fact is they want to keep a couple other animals there for tourists.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, things kind of turned around. So I think they're going to keep the hunting now. But I'm not. We'll see for sure.
Well, we have a friend that. Okay. The reason I wrote this down, Carl's looking at me weird because I went over. A friend of ours donated wine for another event I'm doing, and I went over to their office, and this guy has trophies on his wall. I had no idea. And some of them were deer. It wasn't Catalina, but it was an adjacent island. And there were deer, too, that he had hunted off of this island. And I don't know if it's the same species or what.
Well...
But anyway, they were beautiful is what my point is.
Yeah, his mounts. So what they were going to do then on Catalina was they were going to not let people hunt them. They were going to shoot them from helicopters
right,
and everything.
Right, they were just going to
eradicate them.
Take them out.
And the population of Catalina was not happy about that, I heard.
Apparently the city council, they turned things around, so.
That's not going to happen. Huh?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, it's funny how, you can't hunt these, and now we've got a problem. So let's just eradicate them in this area. When we talk about like bear hunting and mountain lions, both of them, bear hunting, they did away with the hunting by hounds. So
right.
Like 80% of the hunting, 75% of the hunting just went away. So now you've got a lot of bears that are encroaching into, into people habitat. We've reintroduced the apex predator, wolves, and they're being seen everywhere. That does have an impact on deer, elk, other game animals out there.
Well, big impact. I mean, the deer population is way down. And, between the bears and the wild wolves,
it's amazing.
In the mountain lions.
Right.
It's a wonder we have deer hunting season at all up here anymore.
Well, you watch as they say, well, gosh, we're short deer. Well, let's just stop hunting them. Well, you can keep people from hunting them, but you're not going to keep mountain lions and bears from hunting them. And so, yeah, it's interesting to see how they're going to try and handle this. So,
yes, and through the Safari Club advocacy program, we do a lot of work. I hate to say the word politics, but it comes down to that, and trying to protect the rights for hunters is our number one goal.
Sure.
For SCI.
Well, people don't realize is how much money that hunting, our hunting licenses and our fishing licenses go to our own fish and game department here. And, the less money, less hunters, less fishermen, less money goes to the fish and game department. So what do you do with that? And then every firearm that's sold, there's a percentage of that goes to wildlife conservation.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And SCI is the only organization that has a full-time staff of lawyers to fight for hunters' rights as well as gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
And, we also have a lobby group here in California that fights for us in the state.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the Saturday, April 27th. It's going to be at Wind River. It starts at 5 p.m. with receptions and games and a 6:30 dinner and then auctions and drawings. Now, I can tell you, full transparency, I'm the MC there and have been for a while. And I think it's just a great event. I mean, the guns that are auctioned off and raffled off are just top quality firearms, first of all. They're not the ones that are left in the room that they can't sell. The games, the hunts, elk hunts, dove hunts down in Argentina, hunts in New Zealand, I think. I
mean, yes, red stag hunting in New Zealand as well.
Elk hunts, there's, I think last year was a buffalo hunt. I'm not sure, a bison hunt. I'm not sure if that was there. But I know it's been there before. But these are just, and then artwork, beautiful artwork. You know, we've got a whole table that's set aside for things that women seem to like better.
Yeah, so we do have a ladies' drawing, and that's a whole table. And
let me tell you, when this drawing starts, we are drawing for like 45 minutes out of this to be able, because there's so many items and so many tickets in there. And speaking of tickets, you still have some left.
Absolutely. We have sponsor packages as well as tables still available.
And how do people get tickets?
You go to our website, or we have flyers that are out.
Yeah, we have flyers here, but you go to scireading.org.
Correct.
And you can get your tickets there.
Yes.
If you have any questions, we've got some of the flyers out here on our out here on our counter. If you want to do that, you can call here at 605-4567. Later on during the the day or the week, and I can point you in the right direction, or somebody here will point you in the right direction. But just remember, it's scireading.org. And you can join us there. It's a good time. The kids, all the kids that come there, it is like a treasure trove for kids. And it's two different age groups.
Yes, five to 12, we have BB guns, and 12 and up, we'll have some 22s to give away.
Right, but there's more. There's fishing gear, there's packs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of things.
They walk away with a lot of bling. All your kids do. And so that's always,
I think we'll have like 40 backpacks for the kids, full of different items.
It is.
Then they're the future of hunting, and they're very important to us.
Well,
thank you for joining us this morning. It's been great.
Last thoughts here. Yeah, last thoughts about this, or before we end?
Well, we're down to 10 days before our event, and we still have tickets available, and the more the merrier. We hope to sell many more tickets between now and then. And you're not able to get a ticket, you can come to the door, and we'll have you can buy dinner there, and you can buy
a couple of
drawing tickets right at the door.
One thing they have is they have a safe, and inside that safe are guns. So you can buy the raffle ticket for that. It's a separate raffle ticket for that. And not only do you get a safe, you get the guns inside the safe.
Yes, and we'll have other items in there along with it. And, of course, it'll be closed. But
you won't know what it
is. You'll be surprised and quite happy with what you see inside.
Everybody's been happy every year. So, Ed, thanks a lot. And thanks so much for what Safari Club International does in the Reading Regional Chapter here. And the things you do, and I've heard stories about your trailer that you take out to different places with the different animal mounts and all that.
Yes, our sensory safari trailer.
Yeah.
And we still do events on that, and it's a lot of fun to see the kids, and it's all about touch and feel.
Yeah.
And it started out at a school for the blind, so we want to make sure that the kids have a chance to actually touch the animals.
That's great. Okay, hey, the dinner and the banquet's going to be on Saturday, April 27th at Wind River, and you can get your tickets at scireading.org. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April 9th is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th.
There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I used to tell people it was across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Now, Lucky Miller's, of course, is shut down, but we have a Lucky Miller's food truck that's going around to all the big events. He's going to be out there at Cool April Nights, which, by the way, is kicking off this week, too. In fact, we're going to have a remote next week. From one of the sites there and talking to the people. I think it's going to be right down at, in fact, at the Civic. And we're going to be talking to people that are signing the cars up and people running the place and all this. Cypress Square Barbershop has been around since 1960, and it's a veteran-owned business. It's family, of course, locally owned, locally run. I've never had a bad haircut there. 16, 17 years that I've lived in this town. I do it by appointments. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Or sometimes I just stop in and sit down and there's an opening. I get a haircut. You can do either way there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Yep. Right there. Cypress Square Barbershop. I want to remind everybody that the ceremony for Fred Salante, founder of the Missing in America Project, is going to happen today at 11 a.m. up in Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. Might want to get there a little bit early. A lot of people want to say goodbye to Fred. He's done so much for our veterans and our veterans community. And has helped ensure that our veterans who were never claimed, their remains that were never claimed, were buried, interred with full military honors. It's something he started, and it's now nationwide. Fred Salonte. Okay.
Well, we've talked a lot of this whole morning. Has been about local stuff, but I want to bring something up, okay, like NPR. You may have seen this in the news, but this is a report about the senior editor who blasted networks' leftist mindset and angered colleagues has been let go. According to...
He's been let go or suspended?
Well, let's go a little bit further into this. But
yeah.
According to this Tuesday article, he's been suspended, like you said, for 5 days without pay. After a term that began on Friday after he penned an essay for the Free Press, it angered, this is in quote, of his colleagues led by NPR leaders to announce monthly internal reviews of network coverage and gave fresh ammunition to conservative and partisan Republican critics. In Berliner's April 9th essay titled, I've been at NPR for 25 years, here's how we lost America's trust. NPR has always had a liberal bent.
What he did is he criticized NPR's coverage of Russiagate, the COVID lab leak theory, Hunter Biden's laptop extravaganza, embrace of the theory of systemic racism, and accused the organization of downplaying anti-Semitism following October 7th. He said, no wonder people don't trust the media. Look what we've done. He also pointed out something like, of the 80 executives or people in the newsroom, not one was a Republican. Think about this, my friends. Not one. And this organization, oh, we've got to have diversity and inclusion. How about diversity being somebody from another, you know, another point of view? Oh, yeah. And that just caused, you know, and it just caused all types of consternation. So now they're punishing him, like you said, suspending him for 5 days without pay. it really upset them.
I'll tell you what, it puts a light on NPR.
Well, people have been talking about NPR for years, maybe even decades, that they have one bent, and your tax dollars are going to support this and support this organization. Now, we have National Public Radio and in our area here, and I'm not casting any aspersions at them, the music and all this that they have. But when you think about it, when the organization can turn around and buy up radio stations here in town for the NPR, it makes you kind of wonder that, you know, is there ideas to for music? Is it for, or, you know, spreading their viewpoint of the world? But they're using tax, you know, all the commercial radio stations are competing against this, and these people are getting, tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands of dollars just in this area. Now, I am drawing a complete line here between KIXE, which is our public TV station, KIXE. They provide a entertainment schedule that you can put your kids in front of and not worry about it. They have great documentaries. They have great shows like, you know, Adele and it was Lady Gaga and Tony Martin and Tony Bennett and then Tony Bennett and, you know, a couple other big names that you just love. And so we've got that one saved that you go back and listen to every so often. So, but anyway, I find it interesting that, I'm sorry, there's no freedom of speech here. We're just going to punish you for it.
Well, and also, I'm going to segue a little bit. Almost $20 million of the $39 million in federal funding for illegal border crossers. This happens in San Diego. Almost $20 million of the funding, it's from the Department of Homeland Security, is targeted to support migrants as they wait for the outcome of their immigration proceedings and their court cases after federal officials drop them off in the country.
Are we going to get into that? I mean, it's
the city's last migrant welcome center closed down when it ran out of money, leaving all newcomers to be disgorged from Border Patrol buses onto the streets, left to their own devices.
You know, the changing subjects here for a second.
Caitlin Clark, who set the NCAA record for scoring in basketball, men or women, was the first-round draft choice up there for, I think it was, gosh, which team got her? But she was the first-round draft choice at the Women's National Basketball Association, and she was picked by the Indiana Fever. So she was wearing a white Prada outfit. I'm not sure what that means, but you
well,
probably do.
It's a designer, darling.
I know, you know, Prada.
I mean, please. Wasn't
there a movie that Prada's the devil?
Devil Wears Prada, one of my favorites.
The Devil Wears Prada.
One of my favorite.
And again, we have our pro Palestinian, pro Hamas supporters out there chaining themselves to 55-gallon drums of load of concrete across bridges in New York, across the I-5 up in Seattle and down in, I think they blocked the San Francisco Gate Bridge too. All of this in support of Hamas and the terrorist organization. It's pro-Palestinian. No, when you get down into it, when you ask them questions, you'll find out how idiotic they are. You know, somebody should remind them about freedom. And freedom isn't free. The chances of any of these people ever doing anything like serving their country in the military, I think are probably like lower than the chances of, a whale growing legs and coming onto land and grazing in my backyard. That's just what I believe.
I think it's time to take a break.
I think it is, too.
Some fresh news when we come back
after
the break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, see, we're out here saving the world. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River, life is all there, older than the trees.
Red Bluff Roundup is on, April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Get ready for a full-throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free t-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River.
for Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And good morning and welcome to the last segment here on our edition on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. It's going to be a beautiful day with around 78, overnight lows of 51 as we progress through the week. 78 tomorrow, clear skies throughout the week, 80 on Thursday, and a beautiful in the 80s on Friday and Saturday and Sunday for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Okay, just a reminder that Reading Rancheria's Earth Day Festival is going to be Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's for all ages. Check out all the vendors and get a $5 free slot play. But Earth Day, and it's going to have, like I said, a lot of people out there talking about environment and all that out at Wind River.
Now, you remember the movie that
Alec Baldwin killed somebody. And he's been charged, by the way, with manslaughter.
Well, I want to tell you about the Rust. The movie was called Rust, the sentencing. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer of the film, was sentenced to 18 months in prison yesterday.
The maximum.
Okay. She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter of the cinematographer Helena Hutchings. The verdict comes from more than 2 years after Hutchings, 42, was killed by a live... I didn't even understand this, by the way. You and I have both been on movie sets. Live ammunition should be nowhere near a set.
Well, and
in all those years, when you think of, you know, and I know that I lived in L.A. I was with people who did that. I lived for a while in a home where the guy that was the owner of the home was did sets, did this kind of thing. Now, at that point, you know, I mean, he had what they called dummy guns.
Well, they still have dummy guns. Yeah. But they still have to have guns that fire blanks. And somehow this woman who is in charge of all of this, a live round got in there. And I don't know. And that's why she wasn't doing her job, obviously. But then there's more blame to go around on this, as other people have already been sentenced. And Alec Baldwin is going in for they've charged him because he's the one that pulled the trigger. And he said since it started, I did not pull the trigger. It went off by itself. And the FBI tested the gun in every way possible and said the gun couldn't have gone off unless you pulled the trigger and you'd aimed at the cinematographer. Now, the fact that there was a live round in it is, anyway, they sentenced her to 18 months in jail.
All right, so in other news, I just wanted you to know that. And the Olympic torch lit in Greece ahead of Paris 2024 games. The flame for the 2024 Paris Olympics was lit in Olympia earlier today, the birthplace of the ancient Olympics. Love that.
And then they're going to carry it all the way over to Paris, the torch. And by the way, Paris is sizing down on the Olympics this year because of threats
because of threats of violence there by Islamic jihadist terrorist. So just stand by. And speaking of that, our country has been on a, you know, on a higher alert. The United States has been on a higher alert, and it's been going on for a couple of weeks now on the threat of an attack right here in the United States. And I would be remiss if I didn't point out that the border is so porous. They have over 1.5 million, probably now it's closer to 2 million getaways. They have people that have come through here have not been vetted, and they're just turned loose with a piece of paper that says show up in 3 years for your court hearing. Yeah, we would be, it would almost be impossible to think that we don't have people that want to cause harm to our country coming across that southern border. And yet we seem to be ignoring that at Biden's level and the other people, that these people keep still coming across. How many, and God forbid it ever happened, but how many terrorists have come across that border with one idea in mind, is to get even with us for something? It doesn't have to be Israel. It's just, you know, it could be something from 40 years ago. Who knows? But we as a nation have got a disgrace going along the border there, especially in today's society where there are people being attacked. There's Iran launched missiles at Israel, expanding the war there. Israel is going to respond. We don't know how, but the United States, Great Britain, even Saudi Arabia helped defend Israel against these rocket launches from Iran. And Jordan also helped defend Israel from these rocket attacks from Iran, trying to keep this thing from expanding even more in the Middle East. So you have to ask yourself, are we safer now than we were than we were 3 years ago when Joe Biden was elected president? Are we safer now than we were then? And I think, you know, it's just like, are you better off financially than you were 3 years ago? Are you better off in your cities than you were 3 years ago? I mean, all of these things, you have to ask yourself that. But this thing along the border is really scary. I mean, it's having worked on these types of operations before, you've got no concept of what it takes. I mean,
you're not being vetted.
Not being vetted.
And so you have, I mean, I think.
How many arm
caches? I understand humanitarian efforts to help people. I get that.
Oh, absolutely.
But when you just have people sneaking.
They're not even sneaking.
Sneaking and walking in with, do we have like measles, uptick in, I don't know. I don't want to sound ignorant. I just know how, you know, when I think back on, my grandmother coming through Ellis Island.
Yeah.
My grandmother came through Ellis Island, and what in Ellis Island, they weren't exactly, they didn't know what they, you know, the people on the other side, you know, the way that they checked to see if they had lice and diseases and
how much money they had.
But they had to go through a process in order to immigrate to America.
And they had people they were coming to. Because
yeah.
your grandmother's brother, I think, brother was already here in America when they all came over. But, just opening the door, and we're taking Border Patrol, who are now no more than admin assistants, helping them get their paperwork and sending them on their way. So, anyway. Okay, somebody had commented in the chat room, said, well, you know, why don't you want to talk about the border? That's why I don't want to talk about the border, because once I get started talking about the border, it just infuriates me that the federal government's got three jobs. Have a Department of Defense that can protect our country, and that's in trouble. Infrastructure, okay, you know, take a look at the infrastructure. And three is to protect our nation's borders. And I wouldn't give them A's on any of those. I wouldn't even give them. Is there anything lower than F on the border? I don't know. I think military is like maybe a C- right now. Okay. Tomorrow, Sheriff's Office is going to join us, and John Growney from Red Bluff Roundup. We got some things later on this week with the Cool April Nights. So, it's going to be an event for the rest of this week. Cool April Nights kicks off a week from Friday. It's going to be the cruise. They've got Show and Shine starting everywhere. There's so many things to do during this week. You go to the Red Bluff Roundup or on Friday night, and Saturday you go to some Show and Shines that are going on. There's so many things going on here in Redding.
And in Red Bluff.
And in Red Bluff, of course. And in Shasta County. And we're all in this. Okay. Everybody, have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day out there.
And we're off to Red Bluff for the Tough Enough to Wear Pink barbecue luncheon.
That's it.
Happening.
See what else is going on over there. And then
some of our Reading Rodeo associates and the Chicks and Chops are going to be down there today to support them. And that's what everybody does with the rodeo in all states and all counties.
That's it. Okay, everybody, you have a great day. And remember, God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No,
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.